It's Wednesday, March 25th. This is Jennifer Brooke Davidson. Today we're talking about love of neighbor. Show up. First, from the scriptures. King Melchizedek of Salem was a priest of the Most High God. He brought out some bread and wine and said to Abram, "I bless you in the name of God Most High, creator of heaven and earth." Then Abram gave Melchizedek a tenth of everything. Genesis 14. And the word became flesh and moved into the neighborhood. John 1:14 from the Message. It's no good sitting in a bunker, thinking loving thoughts about your neighbor. Jesus had a favorite word for people who talked a good game, but ultimately stayed in the huddle and guarded the goodies. Hypocrites. At least, that's the term he used when he was in a good mood. Jesus, who spoke of loving your neighbor, did not set up a salon and invite the glitterati, or open an office and take appointments. Jesus tied up the thongs of his sandals and walked his beat. As he went, he dealt with sick children, frantic parents, conflicted public officials, and seriously deranged outcasts. I sometimes wonder why when Jesus saw Zacchaeus in the tree, he didn't call out, "Zacchaeus, move over, I'm coming up there." Far too often, we sit inside the church building and wonder how we could be helping out there. Very safe, not exactly transformative. A faithful congregation will tie up its sandals and march out of its comfort zone. Chamber of Commerce meetings, assorted volunteer meetings, city council meetings. Showing up makes all the difference. One thing leads to another. Offering meal blessings at the Chamber of Commerce leads to a wonderful relationship and new ministries for the congregation. The combination of showing up at ecumenical gatherings, where nothing ever happens, and city council meetings, where nobody knows what happens, leads to the invitation to serve in chaplaincy to the local police force. Recently, a ministry colleague emailed me. "I understand you usually go to the city council meetings. I'm scheduled to do the invocation and I have a conflict. Can you go?" I reviewed the agenda and saw that a very hot topic and a citizen workshop, read mob, was scheduled. Something prompted me to specifically add the name of the city manager to the usual list of council members. After the meeting, the city manager found me and said, "I want you to know, as I was driving to this meeting, I was just wishing that whoever prayed tonight would pray for me by name." And you did. You actually said my name. Thank you for that. That's what Christians do for neighbors, whether we agree with them or not. We show up. We listen to the prompting of the Spirit. We pray. It changes the world. Practice this. Show up. Strap on your sandals and go to a city or county meeting, a civic club meeting, an HOA meeting, with the specific purpose of pondering what you can do to make the kingdom a reality within whatever that organization is up to. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, you send your servants into awkward and uncomfortable places for your name's sake. Calm my fears. Quiet my complaints at my discomfort. Kindle the excitement in me that comes from finding you already at work in the world outside my small comfort zone, and empower and equip me to join in that work with surprising new people. Amen.